Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Hey, Sebastian Bach, at your service.
What up, dude?
Hey.
Hey, man, I appreciate you calling, dude. Thanks for checking in.
Awesome.
I mean, the man needs no introduction, obviously. Still, I've been a fan since the beginning. One of my favorite singers of the last 35 years, unparalleled heavy metal frontman for the ages. It's like you were genetically engineered for this gig, you know what I mean? The crazy part is that this is the first time I've ever had you on the air, man. And we used to run in the same circles back in the day. I used to see Cat House in Hollywood, my old station KNAC, some backstage ragers we used to throw. Do you remember any of those?
Of course I do.
Yeah, I also was at the Rip Party that you played, the Hollywood Palladium, when it was the makeshift GAC with you and Axel and Slash and James and Lars.
You were there?
Yeah,
you were
dude.
There that night. You don't sound that old. Neither do I, though.
Well, neither do you.
No, I know. Everybody's when I posted something on the internet, everybody's like, "Why is his voice so high?" I'm like, is that new? Is that a new?
Yeah, exactly. Come on, catch up, people. Wow. Well, you're obviously on my phone for a reason. You're headlining our fifth annual Rock from the Heart benefit at the Palace Theater in St. Paul. Now, you played Pete and Amy Johnson's Fargo installment of this annual charity gig last year.
Yes, it was totally incredible. That was in Fargo, and now we're playing in Minneapolis, St. Paul, the Palace Theater. And they're just great people. It's a real rock show. You know, it's just the same as any other rock show. The only difference is that a lot of the proceeds are going to the Rock from the Heart Foundation, which is a foundation to get information out about heart health. And I'm going to be 56 in April. So when you're at our age, you got to think about your heart. And you know, I've always wanted to do charity work and stuff. I just don't know really how. So
yeah.
I feel really good about doing this.
This is our fifth year partnering with them. And we had Night Ranger for a couple years at the Palace in Minneapolis. I think Grand Funk played it. And Rick Springfield headlined the Fillmore for us last year. And now we've raised it to the next level with you.
Well, you know, Rick Springfield is no slouch. And by that, neither is Night Ranger either.
Like, dude, they always bring it. Seriously.
Yeah. Absolutely.
I mean, have you seen Rick? Have you seen Rick, what he looks like at his age? It's amazing.
I know. He looks like a kid. He's inspirational.
Yeah.
I can remember being a little kid in the back of my grandma's Volvo in California listening to the radio, CFTR in San Francisco.
Right.
And them playing I Was Made for Loving You. And I'd be so excited because my favorite band, Kiss, finally made it onto the radio. And always right after that song.
Which isn't a disco song, by the way.
Would be Jesse's Girl.
Uh-huh. Yep.
Every time. And my grandma, I'll never forget, she grew to love the song Jesse's Girl because me and my sister would just belt it out and sing it at the top of our lungs. So I've always been a Rick Springfield fan.
Right on. Well, you brought up Kiss. Yeah. You were at the final Kiss show at MSG last month. Tommy Thayer gave you a shout out at the end of the pay-per-view. I wasn't in the building. I watched it at home, but it brought you to tears. I mean, as did all of us Kiss fans. I got a shrine in my house. And, I mean, how was it being there, dude?
Well, how was it as a, you know, I mean, how was it?
It's pretty emotional.
Like, I would just say that, the band, I mean, if you read my book.
Dude, your book is amazing.
Right on.
Yeah, you know, I was going through the death of my dad while I was reading almost 5 years ago.
Well,
No, I swear, man. And your relationship with your father kind of mirrored mine, brought me to tears multiple times through that read. It's an amazing book.
Oh.
18 in Life on Skid Row. Check it out. Came out in 2016.
Wow.
Yeah.
Well,
I got goosebumps talking about it right now, man.
Well, that's really amazing.
Yeah.
I'm glad that you got something out of it.
I really did.
But when you say, how was it being at the very last Kiss show? There's your answer.
Yeah.
You just answered your own question.
Right.
Because I go into detail in that book about how when my parents got divorced, I was just a kid of the 70s. This is all of our stories.
Mm-hmm.
We all had parents that got divorced in the late 70s, all of us. And for me, I just said, F that. I'm not even going to deal with that. I'm going to make my room into a Kiss fortress of solitude.
Yes.
Like Superman and the Bat Cave. This is my... You guys go do all that. I'm going to do this.
Right there with you, bro. Seriously.
And I'm still doing that, right?
I know, man. Wow. And you know what? Luckily enough, so am I, too. You're right. You're right. We get to do this for a living, and it's pretty amazing. And it's like, you know, at our ages, I'm going to be 54 this year, and I still feel like I'm a kid.
Well, how crazy is this? How crazy is this? Everybody in life wants to know the secret to success, the secret to happiness, the secret to longevity, the secret to all of those things. And when I met Gene's daughter, Sophie, it was at the Playboy Mansion on the first date that I ever went on with my wife, Suzanne. This was 8 years ago or 9 years ago.
Right.
It was New Year's Eve at the Playboy Mansion when it was still rocking.
Still happening,
Bruno Mars was playing.
Oh, nice.
And it was classic Playboy party. I just watched the Playboy Murders last night, so I have to bring this up.
Yeah, right on.
There was a time when that was reality.
Oh, yeah.
And I said to Sophie Simmons, I go, can I tell you what your dad did for me? And she goes, she kind of looked like, oh, great.
Here's another story that I've heard 18
million
times.
Here's another rocker coming up to me talking about this. Like, just what she wants to hear.
Right.
She goes, okay, tell me, what did my dad do for you? And I go, I was such a fan of your dad's band that I got so into it that I figured out how to make my own band and be not as successful, but as far as record sales and stuff, almost as successful as your dad. And I got to have like a great life and buy my mom a car and have a home and everything. And like all my dreams came true and a million times more because I was a fan of your dad when I was a kid.
Isn't that amazing?
And she goes, I mean, how amazing is that?
It is,
I mean,
dude.
I never had to work a day in my life.
Right.
I don't consider rock and roll work.
No.
I get to create stuff. I just made my new record. I spent all day yesterday finalizing my CD packaging.
Oh, killer.
Like, that's the kind of thing I love to do. So, I mean, how cool is a band is that?
It's amazing.
And
it really is.
I'm not the only one. Dimebag Darrell.
Yep.
Vinnie Paul. Tom Morello.
His speech inducting Kiss into the Rock Hall was mind-blowing. And now look, Rage is in. I mean, who didn't love that band growing up?
All of us. There's a good side effect of being a fan of a band. Hey, buy a house. Buy your mom a car.
Yeah.
Just because you know how to rock, dude.
And your longtime guitarist, Brent Woods, is playing with Gene Simmons for a solo gig in Brazil, right?
And guess who's opening that gig?
No!
Yeah, me!
Hell yes!
He's playing for a couple hours that day.
Oh, that's amazing, bro. I didn't even know that.
Well, yeah, Gene kind of took that away from me, but hey, okay, that's all right. Let's go for it, Gene. Follow this, Gene. Let's go.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Hi, I'm Dr. Mary Claire Haver, a board-certified OBGYN and menopause specialist. My new podcast, Unpaused, is the place for bold, unfiltered conversations about what it really takes for women to thrive in the second half of life. Every week, I sit down with medical experts, cultural icons, and powerhouse women to talk about what really matters, your health, your power, and your future. We're covering hormones, identity, finances, relationships, and so much more. New episodes drop every Tuesday. Listen to and follow Unpaused with me, Dr. Mary Claire Haver, available now wherever you get your podcasts.